You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
And we welcome all of you back. Great to be here. We've had a busy show already. We have a treat for you. One of our favorite people, he played football as Thaddeus Bullard at the University of Florida. You may remember a couple of years ago, we went down and spent some time with the man that wrestling fans know as Titus O'Neil. And it's great to see you again. And I know a lot's happening in your life. You've spent so much time trying to help young people. We told your story around Christmas, but what's going on?
Nothing much. Just another happy day in the Bullard household. My son has committed to going to the University of Florida and furthering his academic and athletic career. And we couldn't be more proud of what he's done so far at this point, and what he's going to do in the future. So I got, one at UCF, one going to the University of Florida. My daughter's going to play basketball up in Michigan and Oakland University. So I'll be an empty nester traveling around a lot of sporting events coming year.
Well, Thaddeus, the real question I have is, could you sneak into the swamp one Saturday? Because the Gators could use you out there.
Yeah, I have zero desire to put on another pair of shoulder pads and helmet ever again. I will leave that to the guys that still want to chase their dreams and be a part of this culture of football, college football, or the NFL. I personally don't have any desire to beat my body up with a helmet and shoulder pads on anymore. I'll just stick to the wrestling ring.
Yeah, and by the way, speaking of that, this has been quite a day for wrestling. I saw Nick Khan on television earlier, the president of WWE, announcing only a $5 billion deal with Netflix. So things are happening in that world, aren't they?
Yeah, it's going to be a new home for us in 2025, moving over to Netflix for Monday Night Raw. And as you said, at five with a B, a lot of money on the table. I guess some of my Netflix subscription can help contribute to that payment to WWE. But yeah, we're continuously always looking for ways as a company to broaden our fan base. And USA Network has been tremendously good to us for years. Our partnership with them has been amazing. And I look forward to seeing what great things we can do with Netflix as well moving forward.
Thaddeus, I remember talking to you that day when we were in Gainesville, but WWE is so popular, and you've been such a big part of that. What for those who see the stories like that, maybe aren't regulars? What do you think makes it so successful?
I think first and foremost, it's a global company. You know, when I first got into WWE, I knew it was big. I watched it as a kid. Many of us do here in the States. We watch it as a kid, and a lot of people are so consumed with football or basketball or baseball. But those sports are, are secondary, thirdary, not even thought of in other countries. And so being able to be distributed in over 130 countries and 65 different languages weekly, some of those places are four or five times a day they're playing. So as an American football player, you go to Europe, football is actually soccer, and that's the real sport to them. Basketball, no matter what, people have to understand, too, that being in sports and entertainment, that we have over a billion YouTube subscriptions and over a billion followers. That's more than the NFL, the NBA, and the Major League Baseball combined. And so when you have that platform, when you have so many superstars that have huge platforms, it gives us credence and an opportunity to not only be sports entertainers, but also be influencers. And that's what, when you take a deal like Netflix into the equation, they're not just paying for our content to be put on Netflix. They're also paying for our influence that will also be able to give them more cross promotion with whatever shows or movies that they're getting ready to debut as well. And it opens up more opportunities for us as WWE superstars to appear on Netflix in some of these films and TV series that they're producing as well. Much similar to the way that we were able to do with Peacock and USA Network, this gives us an opportunity to continue to broaden that. And I don't think a lot of fans, even the casual fans, realize how big this platform is with WWE.
And the one thing I learned in talking to you, first of all, the athleticism is unchallenged. I mean, you can't be in this ring without being an elite athlete. But I'm really curious about the storylines, because that's such a critical element too. It's just not a couple of guys getting in there without having a concept. How does that evolve?
It sometimes the fans help influence how it evolves, and sometimes our production team and writers help and talent help shape how that story evolves. At the end of the day, we're going to always do what we need to do to make sure that we're providing the purest form of entertainment to each and every one of our WWE members. And from top to bottom, I always say we like to equate it to going to a circus. You know, some people go for the trapeze artists, some people will go for the clowns, some people go for different things, but we try to have a different flavor of ice cream for every single member of the WWE universe. And so on a weekly basis, it definitely is a challenge. You got to remember, we don't have an off season. It's 52 weeks a year, three different live shows a year, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. And then we have non-televised events on the weekend. So being able to continue to keep the show fresh is definitely a challenge that we enjoy. But, you know, good guy versus bad guy at the end of the day, and depending on where you are in the country or in the world, sometimes the good guys are the bad guys. They get booed. And then sometimes the bad guys are the good guys because they get cheered. So every crowd is different. It's not like going to Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, and you know the home team and the away team. It's always something different every single night. And that's the beauty of being an entertainer, is that you get a chance to play with a few things and then put them on television and on our premium live events, so that we can kind of elevate whatever characters that we're putting on TV.
And Thaddeus, before you go, I remember last time you were here, you were referencing an event in January, a Rumble coming up. I believe it's this weekend. Tell us about it.
Yes. Yep. This weekend, live from Tropicana Field over in St. Pete, we're having a Royal Rumble. And it's one of our major premium live events. And this is definitely the kickstart to the road to WrestleMania. Whoever ends up being the women's and the men's winner in the Royal Rumble can punch their ticket to WrestleMania and any championship title match that they choose. But there are so many other elements and storylines that will unfold come in this coming weekend. And you can all view that live on Peacock starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, pre-show at 7 p.m. Eastern. And again, we've got some amazing things in store for this Saturday. It's great for me. You know, I get a chance to sleep in my own bed for another week without having to travel. And so that'll be a beauty and a joy. We also have Monday Night Raw here in Tampa at Amalie Arena on Monday. So, you know, it's an amazing weekend for the WWE Universe, amazing weekend for sports entertainment as a whole. We do expect to break the Royal Rumble record for attendance this coming weekend, which will also be amazing as well. We've been breaking records left and right through our premium live events here over the last year and a half, and so we look forward to hopefully doing that again, especially back here in my backyard of Tampa Bay.
And Thaddeus, considering it's around the corner, I'm sure nobody up and down your neighborhood is asking for free tickets, but I'll be the first.
Hey. Well, Paul, I will definitely take care of you, since we almost have the same haircut. You know, you got a little bit more on the sides than I do.
I don't know. I will never forget. We were in the weight room down at Florida Field, and you picked me up, and my life went through my eyes. I'm no longer just an agile young man being picked up by a giant. It was scary, but I survived it.
Yes, sir.
You be well. It's always great to see you, Thaddeus.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. The good news is Thaddeus did not slam me down. He laid me down very carefully. But I'm ready for the ring. We'll take a break. A lot more to do, and your phone calls right after.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And welcome back. Yeah, so we're continuing with more phone calls. Miss Pat is up next.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Miss Pat.
First, before I make my point, I wanted to give a shout out to my neighbors across the street, Mike and Lisa Crawford. They watch your program. And when they found out I was Miss Pat, well, I'm just Miss Pat. He's good looking and she's gorgeous.
Oh,
and
wow.
They are Georgia Bulldogs. Okay, another shout out to my friend Gene, who's also a Georgia Bulldog. I go to church with him. And to my friend Jeff, who is a Florida Gator, bless his heart. So, enough of that. Let's see. Oh, and then back to yesterday. Happy anniversary to me and you. And then my point. Did you catch Good Morning Football this morning?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you got to see it if you can see it. Cam was on there. He was decked out. He was awesome. Anyway,
what's Cam doing these days?
Well, I think that.
Okay.
Yeah, but did you know that he won the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award one year?
I didn't know that.
He did in 2020. That was a big deal. And when I tuned in today, I think my question may have been being answered, but I was going to ask you if you knew where Cadillac went or why or...
That is a really good question. I heard he was thinking about going into the NFL, but that is a mystery to me.
Yeah.
I remember interviewing the beat reporter last week. I don't think we've heard the end of that story.
I don't either, because he loves Auburn so much. He wouldn't, anyway.
It's hard for me to believe that. Thanks, Miss Pat. It's hard for me to believe that Cadillac Williams would simply just walk out of Auburn without knowing what he's doing. Who was it we had on? Was it Matt Cohen? And Matt said he was investigating it. Knowing Matt, he's one of the best reporters in the country. He will uncover what happened there. Daryl is in Baton Rouge. How you doing, Daryl?
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon. How are you making out
today? We are doing great. Hope you are doing better.
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm rehabbing that knee. You're exactly right. And
how's it going?
You told me rehab's the most important thing. You were exactly right, Paul. LSU looked like Brian Kelly going in-house with two offensive coordinators, Joe Sloan and Cortez Hankton. What do you think about dual coordinators, Paul?
I've never cared for it. Although Kirby Smart's been very successful with it from a defensive standpoint. But to me, one person should be in charge.
Yeah, like I wonder who's going to have the final say-so on the play that's being called.
Well, ultimately that's the guy that matters. I think sometimes it's done for maybe financial reasons, where if you have a guy as a coordinator, he can make more money. I really don't know. It's a good question, though. I'm going to ask a coach one day to explain why there's so many duels.
Yeah. I know in the bowl, Cortez had input, but Joe had the final word on the play. He was the guy that was calling.
Remember when Joe Brady was calling the plays, but Ensminger was the coordinator?
Yes.
By the way, Brady had a pretty good year. Brady was the Buffalo coordinator the other night. He's the one that screwed that game up.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Daryl. Good to hear from you. Glad you're doing better with the rehab. How about John in Gainesville? Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just looking. I saw Mel Kiper's mock draft today, and he had the Falcons taking Dallas Turner, linebacker out of Alabama. And I just wondered if you had any comment on that or what you thought.
Yeah, I haven't looked at Mel yet, kind of early, but Dallas is a great player. I don't know. I would think Dallas's defense would be a good fit for that. It's really a good defense. They played terrible one game this year, and it cost them badly.
Okay. Well,
thank you very much. Yeah, Dallas is going to be a top pick. There's no mystery about that. How about Frank in Tennessee? Hey, Frank, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I want to talk to you about Billy Napier in Florida. I'm a huge Gator fan here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And where would you rank Florida Gators 1 to 16, number 17?
No, I don't think Florida's that bad. But I think the real question for them is the schedule. They've got a good quarterback. They have a great quarterback they're going to develop. Lagway, and I just think it's a matter of getting some momentum. And you know, Napier has come close. I mean, last year he upset Tennessee, had a couple of other, nearly beat Missouri. It's not like this team isn't capable. It's just a matter of being consistent. And if he's not consistent and he's not, if he doesn't turn the tide down there, I don't think he's going to have much more time.
Yeah, why come Steve Spurrier is not having more of a say-so in what's going on there in Gainesville?
Well, again, Spurrier has not coached at Florida since 2001, so what is that, 23 years? That could be one reason. I jokingly said last year that he ought to name Spurrier the offensive coordinator, and I had a lot of people who didn't think that was a joke.
Yeah, that is a great idea. That's perfect. Perfect idea.
I think he would be better than Napier.
Yeah, no doubt. But thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that is a good idea. I mean, I can't remember who I was talking to. I think it was Mike Griffith. We were joking about it, and then somebody picked it up as being serious. And now that I think about it, I mean, there's not a better play. Is there a better play caller in Gainesville today than Steve Spurrier? Can Billy Napier out-scheme Steve Spurrier? No, he can't. Not a bad idea, really. A man who calls himself visionary. What's your vision, visionary?
My vision is that if NIL, I see it coming, that when these people get their season tickets, they're going to be paying $40 a ticket more at each stadium. Because these ADs and these presidents are going to get tired of going to ask these big boosters for money every year. And they're going to pass it down to the fans and outprice themselves. And I see the people going to the stadium and tailgating and bringing their dish satellites and watching the games and not going to the stadium. And when the stadium's half full, that's going to be it. What's your opinion on that?
Well, you have just identified a big problem. And I don't know how they make – I don't know how they get this money. By the way, it's not like coaches and ADs haven't already been – hitting these people up for money. There is going to be a tipping point and where you have fan bases who simply say, we can't give anymore. And by the way, it's not like you're giving a chair to the education department in honor of your grandfather. This is dead money. I mean, you're giving money that goes nowhere. It doesn't build anything. It's not a scholarship. It's not an endowment. It's just throwing money after some player who may take it for a year and then move on. Do we have a serious situation going on? Yes. Is there a solution?
No.
Michael is up next in Georgia. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Paul, how are you today?
We are well, thank you.
I just wanted to give a quick thanks. You had advised people if they had an opportunity to go to a bowl game, to go, especially the Rose Bowl, And I've got a buddy that lives out in Carson City, Nevada, that's a lifelong Bama fan. And I told him what you said, and he goes, okay. He'd never been to a game, and so he flew into John Wayne Stadium, caught an Uber to the game. His best day of his life.
Oh, that is great.
And then when the coach retired, he goes, my first Bama game was his last Bama game. I can hang my hat on that one.
Yeah, I mean, that game, that was 3 weeks ago yesterday, and I think as even though it was a loss for Alabama, I think many of us are going to remember that as being an incredible day. It was beautiful. It was the Rose Bowl, and I think about the bookend Rose Bowls I've seen with Nick Saban. He was there in 09 for his first title and obviously his final game. It's even in a loss in overtime, it was still a pretty spectacular day. I'm glad that happened, Michael. I will never forget that day. Thank you very, very much. Let's check out Jackson in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you for calling.
All right. I wanted to ask you, now, the transfer portal could get really confusing with the recruiting and all that, but why do you think Caleb Downs chose Ohio State over Georgia?
I can think of about a million reasons why.
The money or just...
Well, connection? I think there was... let's just give a hypothetical here because I don't know what went down. But let's say somebody comes to you, a collective comes to you and says, listen, we'll pay you this much a month, probably equal more than seven figures. We'll get you an apartment, a couple of maybe three bedrooms. Maybe mm-hmm. get your dad a job. Would that entice a young man to want to go north?
I mean, it can, but I mean, there's a bigger future I've had.
Well, and by the way, it's not like you're going to a podunk school. Ohio State is one of the three biggest names in college football.
All right. I just wanted to know your take on it. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I think it comes down to a number of things. I mean, I don't think you could get Caleb Downs to go to Northwestern for that same thing. But Ohio State has they're the biggest name in the second biggest conference, best conference. I would have gone to Georgia to play with your position coach, to play with a head coach that's a defensive-minded person. To me, it looks like Ryan Day's trying to go the route of the L.A. Lakers and just buy a bunch of players and put them together and hope it works out. That's not how you win in college football. You win by getting the right players and having a team coalesce. I think next year it probably won't be the Michigan game, but whenever Ohio State plays an SEC team in a playoff game, they'll choke just like they always do. We'll take a short break, and Caleb Downs will go, why did I do this? I could have played for Georgia or Alabama. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, welcome back. As I decided to come back to the show and get going with more phone calls. How about Nash in Jacksonville? Good afternoon.
How are you doing today, Mr. Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you.
So with all these people that Florida State's getting, how do you think they're going to be able to perform next year?
I think FSU will be very good. First of all, even though you lost the first two quarterbacks, FSU has been dynamic in the portal. Just from Alabama alone, I think FSU has picked up about five players. So I look for FSU to, I don't know if they'll have the exact same season as this year, but I think FSU under Mike Norvell is a major, major player. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. How about John up next in St. Louis? So hello, John.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
John, we're doing well. Thank you.
Good. Anyway, I want to first apologize for my call yesterday. I was pretty upset about the situation with those two Navy SEALs that unfortunately lost their lives about a week and a half ago. And I saw a special on it yesterday afternoon. I was pretty worked up about it. But I just wanted to make a general comment to the callers and the audience that we need to have a high degree of respect for our young servicemen and women who are out there every day, so that people like John from St. Louis can call up and rant and rave and talk silly talk on this show. If it weren't for those folks, we wouldn't be having this show every day. And so, we don't have to wait until, Memorial Day or the 4th of July or Veterans Day to show our respect towards our servicemen and women. And that's the purpose of my call today, Paul, and that's really all I have, sir.
Well, John, before you go, you moved me very much with your call, and I think it was an important thing to say, and I appreciate you bringing it to our attention.
All right, Paul, you have a great show. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, John. You be well. You take care of yourself. And let's check in with Greg, who is up next in Mississippi. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Hey, appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
Home of legendary Marcus Dupree. You hear of him?
Oh, right? Yeah. I remember that.
That's right. 30 for 30. I'm calling you about you think the Porter hurting us at Bama? What you think about that?
Well, I think right now it is, yeah. But, when you open the portal up on January 9th, you're really not prepared for it. And it's a pretty devastating loss. But don't forget, Alabama can still there's a five-star quarterback right now who originally looked at Alabama and then looked elsewhere, is looking at Alabama again. And that will happen. Alabama's not going to be idle.
No, I think we're going to bounce back. You think this was a new high for us?
Well, there's not much you can do when you there's only one or two programs in history that have ever been in a similar situation where you've lost someone as impactful. Mm-hmm. Even in basketball, Mike Krzyzewski announced he was retiring, but he had a whole year that he went through, mm-hmm. and the assistant, his replacement, was already on the staff. So that was an easy transition.
Right.
Bryant going back to 83, not the same thing, because you couldn't leave back then. So if you had a recruit, the recruit stayed. So this is one of the most unique situations that have ever been.
Yeah, because every time I look, we somebody in the transfer portal, and someone leaving, and we just lost a five-star receiver last week. He decommitted. I don't know where he finally went.
But remember something, Greg. Alabama's been there before, and there's a reason why Alabama has won national championships with about six coaches.
you're right.
Not just one.
Well, you know.
I mean, there, if you go outside Bryant-Denny Stadium, you'll see at least four, maybe five statues up. I can't remember. You got Saban, Bryant, Stallings, Wallace Wade. I think there's five up. Five coaches have won national championships at Alabama.
Okay, I didn't know. My friend, Legend ain't called yet.
No, it's pretty early for Legend. He comes out like a vampire.
Okay. Well, you.
Hey, thank you for the call, Greg. You do well. You take care of yourself. Let's check in with Phil in Missouri. Good afternoon. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Paul. Good afternoon to you, sir. How you doing? Okay.
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I've never called before. I've been watching you for a while, and since the OU Sooners were going to come into the SEC, I've been watching on TV. And I'm living in Missouri, so I'm an MU fan, but an OU fan. But I am a big fan of the Paul Feinbaum show.
Well, thank you very much.
I want you to know.
That's great to hear.
I appreciate you what you do. You allow people to speak their mind, and you come back and you correct some things for us out here listening. And man, you're just class act on your own. I appreciate your integrity and character, and you are a class of your own. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That means a great deal to all of us here on the show. You be well. You take care of yourself. And Steve is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Steve. Good afternoon.
Hey, I'm just calling to see if you're okay. Wasn't sure if you were on suicide watch with Alabama.
Well, it does feel like that, doesn't it?
Well, I call for one reason. Shove it back to all those Alabama fans for all these last 15, 20 years of dominating everybody. Well, guess what? You're about to be 5-7 every year now. Because even Paul Feinbaum is in the transfer portal.
You know what? How did you know that? I didn't think anybody knew I was on my way out.
And I know what school you're going to. You're going to the school right down the road from me here in Murfreesboro, North Carolina, Chowang University.
You're right. How did you nailed it? I'm on my way. Randy and I are in the car as soon as this break begins.
And Paul, I just got one thing. Listen, I wasn't sure if you were a married man or single, but I got a sister. She lives over in that way in Birmingham.
Okay.
She thinks you're a handsome fella. I wasn't sure if you were married or not.
Well, listen, Steve, give me your number. I mean, listen, I've been married 32 years, but Randy, what do you think?
Change the scenery wouldn't hurt you.
Oh, so you are married. Oh, okay.
I mean, tell me more about your sister.
Well, she's a little bit heavy.
Oh, well, that's okay.
She is a little heavy. She's a heavy smoker, too.
Hey, listen, Steve, I was heavy once. Tell me more.
Well, some reason, it is a fun fact. She thinks you're a handsome man.
Okay, Steve, I don't mean to get right to the issue at hand here, but I got a serious question I need to know.
All right.
Does she have any money?
Well, I can't help you with that. It's,
okay, at this point in my life, if I'm going to make a change, it's got to be for money, doesn't it?
I wasn't sure if you were married.
I'm not going into the marriage portal without a guarantee on the other side.
You're going to fan portals where you're going, my friend.
Because, by the way, Steve, based on this phone call alone, I probably cost myself about half of what I own.
All right, you got me there, Paul. Have a good day, brother.
Yeah, here's the good news. I think my wife, I think, is working today. I don't think she even – I told her I had a game to go to, so she doesn't know the show is on. Man, that's all I need.
She's a little heavy.
That's not the issue anymore.
Show me the money.
Yeah, show us the money. Randy wants to know what the money situation is. And heavy, thin, doesn't
–
you can. What was the old line? You can never be too rich or too thin or too heavy. We'll be back with much more right after.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back on the 2004 version of The Dating Game. Let's go to Dwayne up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, man, you need a good divorce lawyer? Yeah. I know a fat woman. I know a fat woman to love you. I know a couple of fat women to love you.
Listen, I grew up heavy. My grandmother was heavy.
You don't know you don't like no fat woman.
I'm not particular. I want someone that's going to be there for me, whether Alabama wins or loses to LSU next year.
Dad, hey, they're going to lose. You know they're going to lose.
Alabama never loses to LSU.
Hey, man, you crazy as hell. Hey, Paul, you crazy. You talking stupid now. I know you talking side of your head now. Hey, check this out. Why you tell that man to have fire statues up there in front of Brian Dennis Stadium? That, huh?
Well, I was just trying to explain to him that there is life after Saban. I mean, after all, Saban left LSU, and two different men won national championships. I mean, I don't think either one of them were competent, but two guys still won, didn't they?
Sure did. But why you tell that man?
How about this, Dwayne? If Les Miles and Ed Orgeron can win a national championship, don't you think anyone can?
No, because we got the best players in Louisiana. Ask Nick Saban where he recruited at heaven in Louisiana. Most of them boys that won the championship for Nick Saban from out of the state of Louisiana. They ain't from Alabama. They ain't from out of Florida. They ain't from out of Georgia. Both, all his recruits came from out of Louisiana, the Bayou State, the Mardi Gras, home of the Mardi Gras, everything. You know that. You know good well Nick Saban recruited in Louisiana. Heavy.
Of course I did.
All his top players came from out of Louisiana. But get back to you, Paul. Oh, yeah, hey, look it up now. Look it up. See,
I don't need to look it up.
He
had some key players from Louisiana.
They won championship. And they key players that won championship. But take this out. Get back to you. Why you ain't tell that man they got another statue up there of George Wallace? Huh? You should have told that man they got George Wallace.
They have five statues up. I mentioned Frank Thomas, Stallings, Saban.
George Wallace, too.
George Wallace, there's not a statue of George Wallace up in there is
man,
a
you need
there,
to stop
now, I saw
man.
It this year for the first time. There is a monument outside of the place where he stood in the schoolhouse door. But
yeah,
there
blocking
is,
people. Yeah, so, blocking people. Well, blocking people walking in there. Hey, but get back to you, Paul. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm still here.
You say that? Hey, buddy, let me tell you another thing. I heard Legend talking the other day. He's talking about how he going to lose, how they going to get that butt whooped this year and next year and the year beyond. For the next 10 years, they're going to get whooped on because they ain't going to do no heavy recruiting no more. Nobody going to go there no more because they're losing players left and right. They're losing the 25th commitment. I ain't going there now.
How great has it been for you the last 2 weeks since Saban retired?
Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving it,
Paul. I mean, you're a family school
it.
That yeah, won what? Hey. What you guys win? The Independence Bowl this year?
Hey, the Wicked Witch retired. The Wicked Witch from the South.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Dwayne. I misspoke. The LSU is the ReliaQuest Bowl champion for 2023.
You are Wizard of Oz.
You beat up on Wisconsin.
You know the Wicked Witch? You are Wizard of Oz. You mean the Wicked Witch got killed and gone and left? The Wicked Witch is gone. We got them now. We're going to whoop on them now, Paul. We're going to beat them. We're going to beat them like they stole something for the last 17 years. We're going to kick their butt. We're going to stomp on them. We're going to ring them out. Now, you're going to see. Bye.
Hey, thank you for the call. Frank is up next in Owensboro, Kentucky, big basketball town.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon to you.
Hey, sir, I'm going to go back to an article you wrote. I believe it was 1985 when you were with the Birmingham Post-Herald, okay?
Yes, sir.
You wrote, "Does Samford Want to Win?" in an editorial. Now, who has the longest winning streak in the nation right now in college basketball?
Yeah, Bucky McMillan is absolutely one of the great coaches that very few people have heard about.
Right, and I just, you know, I don't think they get the credit, but I just want to remind you, Samford does want to win. It's just taken us about 40 years.
I was in Birmingham a couple weeks ago, and one of my close friends there is does not miss a Samford game. He's like a father to Bucky, so I am well-versed on the Samford story, and it's pretty amazing. I read an article about them the other day, and this is very exciting stuff. I've been to that gym a number of times, and It's an amazing place to be in the wintertime.
Yep. So anyway, but I appreciate it. So go Bulldogs, and I just hope we can keep him a couple more years, but we'll have to see.
Well, I mean, he's 40 years old, so he's got a little bit of a possibility. But I'm glad he's there now. He was a high school coach and went to Samford and is just killing it in Birmingham over in Homewood. Johnny B is up next.
Hey, Paul. He was talking about these Dayton and these, you know, heavier women and everything. And I've been single a while, but I had an interesting thing happen to me one time. This pretty woman, you know, Facebook, you know, looked great. So I met her and we decided to go to her place. Well, she had this single wide out in the middle of nowhere. And I go in there and we're watching TV.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.